Look at you here, alone in this box, being all proper. These seeds must have cost a fortune. Did your date not show? Oh, such a shame. Such a shame that you were left here all alone. I see all of these patrons around, dressed in their finest clothes, listening to Berti. None of them know what I know about you. I see you shivering. Do you know what I know? I've been watching you. I've seen you crossing your legs. I've seen you hiking up your skirt. I know what those marks mean. I've been following you for a while. I don't even need to look at what's on your face right now, because you're turning even paler, aren't you? You know? That I know. Yes, doll. You have all those marks. All along the insides of your thighs. Marks that you hide from the world. Marks that only your lovers see. How do you explain it to them? Do you tell them you just accidentally cut the insides of your legs many, many times? Do you tell them you were a circus performer? Are you a reformed member of some depraved freak show? I know that you want my knife on your skin, don't you? What if I just used this to cut into this nice dress of yours? Like this. Sensations are you feeling? I see the goosebumps on your skin as you feel this cold knife against your back, your bare, gorgeous flesh. Flesh that wants to be bitten. Flesh that's begging to be cut. Again. What do you want me to do with this knife? Do you want me to trail it slowly? Like this, up your leg, while I watch your knuckles widen from gripping your seat. Do you want me to take the handle and move it between your legs? Do you want me to move the sharp tip slowly, tracing the curves of your breast? Are you aching for the feeling of something cold fucking you deep inside your gut? I know it. What would you do if I were to use this weapon to slice every shred of clothing from your gorgeous body piece by piece, leaving you totally naked here to be on full view when the lights come up? All of these patrons would see you, doll. They would all know your secret then, too. I think you want me to cut your skin just a little, like this. It's okay, love. Just a hint of blood there. Barely a speck. It's like a paper cut. It won't leave a scar. How does that gun of yours feel now? Does it want more? Going to check. Stay. I think you like feeling my finger teasing you at your entrance. I already know you're dripping, but I want to feel it anyway. Just shove one finger inside of you now. Yes. God, you're even wetter than I thought. So wet, in fact, that I could do whatever I want to you right now. I could just take the base of this knife and fuck you with it right here in your seat with my hand. Your throat. Threatening you not to make a sound. Don't make a fucking sound. Something tells me you'd like that very much. Shall we try it now? Oh dear, is that a tear in the corner of your eye? No, that won't do. We can't have you crying now, can we? You may have to take a piece of this dress and cover your eyes like this. That's better. Do you need a gag too? Shall I cut off yet another piece of this expensive dress and force it into your mouth? Is that what you fucking want? If you can be quiet for me, I'll spare you your mouth for now. I can almost smell the fear seeping out of your pores. But do not fucking cry. Tears are such a turnoff. You wouldn't want to make me mad now, would you? I didn't think so. Darling, I'll stop now. How did I do? Is that what you had in mind? Good. I'll try to be scarier next time. I promise. I'll be you. Let's go home now. I think you've had enough excitement this evening. Ah.